Hello, and welcome to Culture Shock. I'm Evan.
I'm Brent.
Today, what are we talking about, Brent?
Talking about Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji.
Yes.
Oh, so beautiful.
The famous mountain in Japan, certainly the most famous mountain in Japan, one of the most famous in the world.
Very iconic.
Very iconic. It's relatively near Tokyo. It's one of the reasons why it is such a big deal. So a lot of people see it. You can actually see it from Tokyo. It is also volcanic.
Oh.
Yes.
Active?
It last erupted in 1708.
Ooh.
So it's due.
Uh-oh.
A little bit worrying.
Uh-oh. Set your clocks, people.
Yep. And every so often you will see steam rising from it from afar. That is a little scary. It's just over 12,000 feet high, 12,388 feet high, about 3,776 meters high. And referenced in literature in Japan for centuries and centuries, but especially when the capital was moved from Kyoto to Tokyo by the Meiji Emperor in the 1680s. I'm sorry, 1860s. I'm getting all the numbers wrong this time. Basically, the capital had been Kyoto, so it moved over to Tokyo, and which had been a major center in Japan. And so, because it was so close to the capital, folks were seeing it a lot and referencing it in poetry a lot. Now, as I mentioned, so there's this thing back in around 1600, the shogun declared that all the lords would maintain one residence in Kyoto and another in Tokyo. And they'd have to move back and forth between them, typically every other year. Hmm. So 1 year in Tokyo, 1 year in Kyoto. And Tokyo happens to be right along one of the main routes between the two. And there's a whole political reason why he did that. You know, you imagine the whole thing where, well, gosh, if you're moving around all the time, you're not going to be able to plot quite as much.
Oh.
And, you know, your family will be here while you'll be over there. So it's easier to control people that way. But the advantage was that Mount Fuji became one of the big sightseeing elements alongside that trip. It was pretty cool. Now, also famous in painting, so both Hokusai and Hiroshige, two of the great painters, painted what they call the 36 views of Mount Fuji.
Hmm.
So they say that Mount Fuji is different no matter where you are, no matter how you're looking at it. And so they kind of proved this by painting it from different vantage points.
Hmm.
So each one has 36 paintings of Mount Fuji, and they painted it in different ways and other ways as well. And this became an iconic way of understanding and seeing Fuji, seeing it from different perspectives, in different times of the year, things along those lines, and really appreciating it. One of the neat things about the mountain, as you can see, is that it's sloped differently on different sides. But it's also very gently sloped. So it has this beautiful gentility to it, which you can just kind of appreciate from multiple different perspectives. It's really, really gorgeous.
Yeah. Could stare at that all day, all day long.
And the other cool thing is you can actually climb it, so you can go all the way to the top of Mount Fuji if you want to.
Hmm. Since it's such a gentle slope, is it something that you don't need special climbing?
No, you can go right up. You know, like us, basically.
You just walk right up the side of the mountain.
You probably want sturdy boots and good clothes, but yeah, you can absolutely do that. It's about a 5-hour trip up and about 3 hours back down. So that's not too bad at all. Now, it's only open July and August to go all the way up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Any other time, it's quite dangerous to go up. Cold, you know, ice, slippery slopes and areas, not a good idea. Although some people do it, and you're supposed to definitely let people know you're doing it before you go.
Yeah.
not a good idea. But yeah,
probably go with a friend, tell everybody
absolutely.
You're going.
In fact, even if you're not going, even if you're going in regular things, go with a friend. It's a good idea. So there are four routes up, depending on how you want to do it. Some a little easier, some a little harder, some more scenic than others. And there are a whole bunch of climbing trails on, all around the base.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically one big park of these trails you can
Is this
around.
A national park?
Yes.
So it's preserve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People can't build their house halfway up.
And also, I mean, there are buses going all over the place, you know, up and down the mountain to manage this. One of the other cool things is the huts.
The huts.
So there are these, they call them huts, all the way up Mount Fuji. They're actually hotels, basically. They're these big buildings where you can stop and get refreshments, even a room for the night if you want to.
Hmm.
One of the reasons for this is that It is traditional or considered just a great cultural thing to see the sun rise from the top of Mount Fuji.
Oh, yes.
So if you're trying to do that, it's probably a good idea to hike part of the way up, you know, sleep, and then hike the rest of the way up in the
early hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Just in time for the sunrise.
Yeah, so you can imagine how nice it is to, you know, hike up in the middle of the evening and then, you know, relax.
And the sun is probably rising over the ocean, so you see the first gleam of light coming.
Exactly.
Oh, that must be an experience.
Yeah, that, a little bottle of sake. What could be wrong?
Yeah.
And you can join. There are 200,000 people go up every year, all the way to the top.
Wow.
So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get to from Tokyo, so it's pretty easy.
Does a person need to make reservations or just check in at the park?
You can go anytime. This is a really good question, because part of the problem is how you're going to kind of get there and get up Mount Fuji. Because the problem is it's not really, because it's so large, you can't just, you know, get a bus near there and walk up. You need to take a bus, you know, partway up the bottom of the mountain to then start walking up. So you're probably going to need to at least get a bus ride there. But you certainly do not need to check in at the park itself. You do need to reserve it in advance if you're going to one of the huts, obviously.
That makes sense.
But other than that, yeah, you can pretty much just hike up whenever you want to.
Can a person bring their own tent if they're not staying in
there? That's a good question. I don't think so. Hmm. I think it would depend on where you are and what you're doing. And certainly up high on the mountain, probably not a good idea unless you really know what you're doing.
Experienced campers.
Yes, totally. Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's certainly one of the, you know, the major landmarks of Japan. Absolutely beautiful, easy to see from where you're going. And even if you're just taking a Shinkansen train from Tokyo to Kyoto, you will probably see Mount Fuji in the distance. It's a beautiful sight.
Now, one of the things about being on the mountain is it's harder to see the mountain itself.
Right.
Where if you're at a distance, it's much easier to take in the whole view of the mountain.
That's a very good point. Yeah, if you want to take photos of Mount Fuji, don't go to Mount Fuji. Go near Mount Fuji and take your photos. Because once you get out of the base of the mountain, you can't see.
You see just more up. More up.
And there are a series of stations up Mount Fuji and that function sort of as like bus stops, if you will, or pauses up the side. And I think it's up to around the fifth station is where you can actually, like, see the mountain and really kind of enjoy it. And anything beyond that, you're kind of on the mountain.
Yeah, I think buses, in fact, go up to the fifth stage, but then above that, no buses.
Yeah, you're not going to get a bus up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited. I want to climb it now.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. And Mount Fuji is, in terms of getting there and getting around, one of the difficulties is if you're staying, say, in Tokyo, it's going to take a long time for you to get a decent way up Mount Fuji, even by bus. So it's a serious day trip just to get from Tokyo up to, say, the fifth station and then back to Tokyo by the evening.
So maybe plan out a couple days.
Absolutely. Well, certainly if you want to do it, plan an entire day for it. It's going to be hard for you to do anything else during that day. But you can certainly do it that way. But if you want to really climb up it, you're going to
see the sunrise.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, why not? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's Mount Fuji.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. Hope to see you on the top of Mount Fuji.
Absolutely.